Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It might be Saturday morning, but it's no day for rest.
Hi-ho. About 4 years ago, I put in a deck. It's in nice shape. Should I seal that?
Hi-ho. I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
I have a stamped concrete pool deck. Some of the corners are starting to chip.
They say work around the home is never done. That's why Lou is here to help you through it. Now here's your host for the next 3 hours. He's kind of like a doc. And, well, a little sleepy, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, and dopey. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hi-ho, everybody. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hi-ho. Good morning to Lindsay.
Good morning to you.
Joe Mattee, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Joe Brand, where are you, Joe Brand?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Good morning,
Will. We could do a Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego with Joe Brand, right? That's your era, isn't it, Carmen Sandiego, you two?
It is.
Right? Domitee, did you ever watch Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, I was addicted to that show. What? I wear a trench coat now because of that show.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. What time's the game today?
It is at 5:05 p.m.
Oh,
Central
wow.
Standard Time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Wow. So do you drive to Cedar Rapids?
We take the team bus.
Oh, all right. And is it a nice bus?
It's not bad. You know, it's got
like
outlets.
Like a coach bus?
It is, yeah. I luckily get my own row, so I get to put my bag to the seat next to me, and All the players double up behind me.
Oh, really? Like you're a big shot?
Not really. I'm at the back end of the coaching staff, so I'm behind, like, the trainers and the strength coaches.
Okay, now let me ask you these kids. What's the average age of these kids playing ball?
Mainly, our youngest guy is 19. Wow. Our oldest guy, I think, is 24, so hanging around the low 20s mainly.
Okay. And a good bunch of young guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I mean, really, I'm blown away by this group so far. I've had to interview a handful of them. They're all, you know, with smiles, ready to do it, drop of the hat, and all in good spirits.
And their goal is to get to the big leagues.
It sure is.
Wow.
Pretty much everyone in the bus is goal.
Right. So they're it's business. I mean, while they're having some fun, but they're really working to try and get the next level.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I know a lot of people think, you know, it's just a game, but it is a grind. 140 games in 150 days. It's workouts on off days and, you know, heading to the field a few hours early just to get set. I mean, it's nonstop.
Right. Well, that's good. And you're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, so you and I were trading some emails yesterday. So at 8 o'clock, you're going to give us some fun facts about Cedar Rapids.
Already loading them up.
All right.
There's some good ones.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on. And Domitee, what's going on in your world? What's happening? Are you on Chicago's best this Sunday, or was it last Sunday?
This Sunday. Tomorrow, Lou. Tomorrow night.
And have you seen the episode?
I have not even seen the episode yet.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you at some point, when you were doing the Chicago's Best, did you stick a piece of food in your mouth where the camera was like 4 inches from your chin?
I know that happened, and I pray it doesn't make the final edit.
Yeah, that is not, like in these cooking shows, that whole part of the food experience is not something that I want to see.
It's not a pleasurable thing. No, at all.
Because your food's coming, you know, no matter, especially it's always like a big burger or something. What did you experience on Chicago's Best Sunday nights on Channel 9?
We've got this thing we made called Luca Matta's French Toast, and it's based on a Greek donut transformed into like this French toast recipe, and they make the syrup for it from scratch with honey, a whole lot of sugar.
Wow.
Some cinnamon. It is amazing.
It sounds lights out.
Oh my goodness. And when you try to tell yourself, and is that the original Granny's in the Northwest suburbs,
Wheeler,
and you try to tell yourself, I know they're going to zoom in. I'll try to eat as polite as possible. chew with my mouth closed.
Right, right, right.
But as soon as that thing hits your lips,
right,
it's just,
right, right. I know, I know. That's I don't know what it is about that, but
it's a lot of fun.
Oh well, that's good. Well, I will be watching, and people can check it out. That's Sunday nights, I believe.
Yeah, it's 10 p.m.
10 p.m. on Channel 9.
And then what seems like every minute on the minute throughout the week. So it runs, Chicago's Best runs pretty randomly on CLT.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Throughout the week. So
no, that's
yeah,
good. Well, congrats.
Guys.
That's good. I can't wait to see it. So nice to have you here this morning and be together. 7:15 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm just going to throw this out there now because it's sort of semi-official, but we are eventually going to change the name of the show to House Smarts. To make it all consistent, I know I've talked a little bit about this with the audience and Lindsay and I have been in contact here with the GN folks. Probably sometime in May, if you see that shift, I'm fortunate enough now to be doing a show in New York in the mornings and then Los Angeles after this show, and that's under that House Smarts thing. And we just thought it'd be a nice way to keep things consistent and also. Because this show's so much more than just about fixing, as you all know, that House Smarts sort of encompasses all those things. So when you start hearing things about House Smarts Radio and like, why doesn't he call it the Mr. Fix-It Show? It's the same show. We're just going to make the name consistent. But that's to come, and I just wanted to let you all know that. On a quick personal note, and Fergie and I haven't talked about this when I came in this morning, but I know you heard the news that our former head engineer here at WGN Radio, Jim Carollo, passed away a couple days ago. And I know many people have mentioned him here that have worked here for a long time. And I just want to send out my heartfelt condolences to his family and just wish them the best. He was, you know, we called him JC around here. And the studios that we're in right now, he was responsible with heading up this whole move when we moved from the first floor when they put that restaurant downstairs. And he had been with WGN for a long, long time. Was inducted into the WGN Walk of Fame, I believe, 2 years ago, Lindsay. Does that sound right? He was, ill at that point and battled an illness for quite some time. He's just a terrific guy. I got to know him over all the years that I was here, and I just always so enjoyed talking with him. Super smart. He was well-respected, and just he's one of those genuinely good people that you always want to be around. And you know, what I remember, you know, for those of you that listened to this station for a long, long time, back when we were in the dark ages, you know, when we had those crazy people running this place, and, you know, there were a lot of long-timers here, and he and I would have these conversations about it. He was always a professional. He never wanted to go into the weeds. He just wanted to do his thing. And I always had so much respect for him, just the way he conducted himself. So Godspeed to Jim Carollo and to his family. My heartfelt condolences. He's going to be missed. He's just a terrific, terrific guy. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720. I'll get to your calls right after these.
Hi, I'm Sunny, and you're listening to my friend, Lou Lampardini. I know him as Uncle Lou on 720 WGN.
Thank you, Cindy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Gary's in Westmont. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, my problem is when I use my wash machine the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that the sump pump now goes on and drains some of the water. The sump pump's on the opposite wall from where the wash machine is. And I just wonder, is this going to be a major repair job?
Tell me about, let me see, how old's the house?
1949.
It's a fine year. And, it goes into, does it go into a sink or does it go into a drain in the wall?
Goes into a sink and then drains into the floor.
Okay. And so you don't have an overhead sewer. You've got everything's down low.
Right. Right. Underground.
Well, would seem to me that what you got is some kind of crack in that line. And where, So where the sump pump is in relationship to the, do you know where the sewer line goes out at all, or you can't see that?
Well, it goes out the opposite. The sump pump's in the northeast corner of the house, and the sewage drain's on the, let's say, the northwest corner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So opposite ends. Opposite ends.
Right, and then the washer's about two-thirds of the way farther from the sump pump, and it's closer to the sewage.
But where and how about, so tell me, so the in the sink, so the sink is kind of in line with I'm just trying. Yeah.
Right, it's right in the wall. Yeah.
Okay, so it's right there. Well, then okay. So and so my guess is you probably have some kind of crack in the line, in the branch line that's heading to the sewer, right near that sink. Underneath there, is it all cast iron?
No.
It's plastic?
Well, it's plastic. I haven't, you know, in when it's into the floor, I'm not sure.
Yeah, into the floor, it's probably, okay. So here's what I would probably tell you to do is if you got a plumber to come out, Gary, they'd probably disconnect that point where it goes into the floor, and they could run a little sewer camera down that probably 2-inch line that goes into the concrete. And they can probably locate exactly where it's cracked.
Okay.
And then they're going to have to break up the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And then, I mean, you know, your only other alternative is to let it go. But the problem is you're going to introduce, where does the sump pump pump all that water into?
Backyard.
Yeah. So you're going to dump all those suds and all that stuff into the backyard, and it's going to kill your grass or your landscaping, whatever.
Yeah, that was another question I was worried about. Yeah.
Right. So I would go that route. Do you have a plumber that you work with at all?
In the past, I have. I had pretty good experience with them.
Okay, yeah. Ask him about putting a camera down there, and that way they can. The nice thing about the camera thing is they can throw it down in there, and probably that branch line is short, and they literally can go, the break is right here, and put their finger down there and break up that part, patch it, put it back, and you don't have to break up like a giant section of the floor until they find the pipe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
All right, well, yeah, thanks a lot.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. By the way, a couple things that we're talking about. Our Noodaloo 2, for you dog lovers, you're going to love it. I love it. I'm taking one of these home. Yeah. Actually, I could take, would you want one of these for your dog?
I mean, they sent us a lot.
Oh, so we have multiples.
Take it all.
Okay.
Good boss.
Then, that's our Noodaloo 2. Then, we're going to talk with, there's this book that was just written by Erica Brannock, who is a Boston Marathon bombing survivor. And she is the author of a brand new children's book, The Journey of Nem. And it's very sweet. And I'm going to give you more information about her and how we got connected to her from your old friend, Steve Alexander, and because they're the publisher of her new children's book, which is super sweet and talks about her journey back from surviving the Boston bombing. And I'm really looking forward to talking with her today. Then later on this morning, around 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to one of my favorites is Brian Noonan. I love Brian Noonan, and Brian Noonan is going on an England trip that's through WGN Radio and Steve Bertrand Travel. And we're going to talk to Brian about his trip and the people that are going and what they're going to do. And if it's something that you want to jump on with and head to England with Brian, this is your opportunity to learn more about that as well. One other thing I want to tell you. The WGN has a brand new lead anchor. His name is Joe Dolan, and he's going to join Steve Cochran's show on Monday morning at 8:40 because he's going to be appearing. I think his very first appearance on Channel 9 is that night, that Monday night. We're going to grade his Chicago welcome at 7:20 WGN. We'll be right back.
Lou Manfredini.
It's the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
720. Right. This is my attempt to go after VAZ. Welcome back. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. By the way, you may know that I have a virtual candy jar as part of Candy Days that's happening at Misericordia. And Lindsay was trying to come up with ways for us to bribe people to make donations. It's not for me. I'm not taking your money. It's all going to Misericordia. So here's the deal. Next weekend, there's going to be volunteers all over Chicagoland collecting money for Misericordia. It's one of the biggest fundraisers that they have to help fund their amazing work that they do on the north side of Chicago. Misericordia, as many of you know, is a home to 600 children and adults with developmental disabilities, from profound needs to high functioning people with disabilities. And one of the big challenges now is the aging population of people with disabilities. Just like us, we're aging. And, you know, things are different. Well, it's no different for someone that has a disability. And it has been a charge that Misericordia has taken on to make sure that their lives are as full and rich as all of our lives are expected to be. And Misericordia not only operates their campus on the north side of Chicago, they have, I believe, 9 homes within the community where people live and work. And it is just an amazing place. You talk about doing God's work. If you're one that believes in God, this is a place that does it. You don't have to be Catholic to be there. You don't have to be Christian. You just have to be loved. And that's what they do there. They love people and they take care of them. It is something that's been so important to myself and my wife and my family. My children are, you know, right there with us by our side, helping at every chance we can do. And so this opportunity once again came up. We did this a couple of years ago. If you go to WGNradio.com right now and you go to the homepage there, there's a giving page. And it's probably on the homepage, but if you wanted to just go in the search bar and click events, or you go in the search, I think if you just do candy jar, it comes up as well. There you can click on it with your credit card, whatever credit card. Think about it this way. You get, Lindsay, do you have a credit card that has miles?
I do.
What airline do you
American.
Use? American Airlines. So for like every dollar you spend, you get like a mile or something, right? So just think about what it's going to do for you. So let's say, let's just say you get, what do you think you get? 1 mile per dollar, maybe 2 miles per dollar, right? Let's say it's one. Let's say you made a $500 donation right now at WGNradio.com to Misericordia's giving page. You would get, American Airlines would give you 500 miles. Right?
Right.
So that's for you. Our gift to you from our friends at American Airlines, who don't know me, is that you can use, and maybe you have a United card or a Delta card, and you're like, you know what? I'm so close to getting a free trip where I can go to Barbados. Have you ever been to Barbados?
No.
You're probably 500 miles short, right? So if you go to WGN Radio right now, and, okay, say it's $5. You can get 5 miles, okay? We are trying to get to $5,000. Our friends at Townstone Financial, thank you very much, Barry Sterner and the staff at Townstone Financial, are going to make a matching donation of $5,000. So if we get to five, he's going to give us five. So that $500 that you gave, that you're feeling pretty good about, like, wow, you know what, Lou's right. It is all about giving back, and that's what I need to do. Think about this. Maybe you already got your tax return, and, you know, people are thinking you should do something with your tax return. Pay it forward. Give it to Misericordia. WGNradio.com giving page. We're asking for your help. Trying to get to $5,000. We are at, what, $3,500? So we're close. We're super close. And we have another week to do it. And any generosity that you can give to the folks at Misericordia and the staff and the volunteers and, most important, the residents and the people that use their services every single day, it is our mission to help those who need help the most. So thank you in advance to all the people that have already donated. We've had some terrific sponsors who have stepped up and made donations, and which you should probably give me a list, and we'll give them a little love as well. I know, you know, our good friends at Bone Dry products came through in a big way. Thank you very much. The folks at Upcart came through. The Lundmark guys, you know, that make the great marble cleaner came and did a donation. So we've got a lot of people that have done that. And, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just grateful and thankful. And so if a couple of those donations come in, how thankful would I be today, Lindsay? Would I be super thankful?
So thankful.
So thankful.
A million thanks.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk with Kathy, who's in Chicago. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific. How can I help you?
Okay, I have a simple question. Well, I think I'm having a hard time finding a really good Finnish carpenter. And I live in the city, and it's what it is. It's picture molding. Baseboards have to be matched. I live in an older condo.
Mm-hmm.
And crown molding, you know, two rooms and maybe a bedroom or something. And I have to have it done because the painters are coming, of course.
Of course. When are the painters coming?
In about 2 weeks.
Oh, well, you're not giving me a lot of time here, dear.
I know.
Okay, you're in Chicago. Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Sure.
I want you to call. I want you to call Cobblestone Development.
Okay, call that Cobblestone.
I cannot guarantee you that they can get there in 2 weeks, but they have very good carpenters.
Okay. Do you have the phone number? I don't have a computer.
No, I'm going to give it to you. That's why. I'm ready?
All right. Sure. 773.
Uh-huh. 661.
Uh-huh.
0606.
0606.
Okay.
And where are they?
They're in Chicago. They're in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cobblestone Development.
Again, I don't know that they can get there in 2 weeks, but it's worth a try, and they'll do a nice job for you.
And they're really good. I mean,
they're
you
really
know,
good.
I want it done once, and I want it done right.
That's why I gave you that number.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Lou. I appreciate you taking my call.
Kathy, have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning as well. 7:44 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
And now back to Lou.
You used to call me on my...
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You used to.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah.
Yep.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need...
Welcome back. All right, pet owners, dog owners, maybe a cat owner. We don't think so. We think it's mostly for dogs. Muddy, nasty, dirty outside. Dogs come in and they jump all over the place and they make a huge mess. Well, this Noodaloo 2 is quite possibly going to make your life a lot easier. Take a listen.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Let's talk about dog grooming. Dogs are the best. I love my dog, Little Hamilton, a.k.a. Hammy, Hams, Hammer. That being said, Hamilton is not exactly a clean creature. I mean, the guy does do his business outside, and like most backyards, ours has dirt. And sometimes it's wet dirt. And sometimes, on occasion, he even finds a nice dead bird to roll around in. Point is, we need to give Hammy back. So when we came across some of these grooming gadgets from Dexys, we thought we'd give them a try. The first Dexys grooming gadget to hit the market was the Mud Buster, a cool design that allows you to wash your dog's muddy, nasty feet without giving them a bath. It's easy to use. Just fill the Mud Buster with water and put your dog's paws inside one at a time. Then gently twist the Mud Buster and let the soft silicone bristles gently loosen all the dirt. If there's no other choice than to give that dog a bath, Dexys's newest product is the Scrub Buster, which utilizes soft yet strong silicone bristles paired with a built-in shampoo reservoir. Just put the doggy shampoo in, screw on the cap, press down on the silicone button, and get to lathering. And lastly, the brushing. Ugh, brushing. We create about 20 little fur bunnies whenever we brush Hamilton, usually with the Furminator. But I tell you, he doesn't always look that happy when those sharp bristles are clawing at his back. The Brush Buster from Dexys gently loosens dirt and hair without the fuss, and again using its soft silicone bristles. These are all super reasonably priced. I will put links to all of them with photos up on Lou's Facebook page. You can check it all out yourself or on Dexys.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You know, we sell Lindsay at our Villa Park Ace Hardware store.
Yes.
A competitor to this
Ooh,
product.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we no. But we've sold a bunch of them, and people have said that, it's you know what the silicone thing is like. So you know, my wife is a baker, and she makes the scones, and she uses those silicone baking
like the cupcake
molds. Right, like the heart or whatever, or like a pineapple, whatever it is. And so it's kind of made like that. Which is amazing that you can put silicone in the oven.
I have to say that when your wife makes those, they're amazing. Like, they're so good, and I've never tasted this. And maybe it's just what the one that I... But I saw that she used those, so I bought one too, which is like a Halloween thing.
Yeah, right, right.
And it tasted like rubber.
Oh, no.
I've never... No, I know that she has the heart ones and the
delicious
Michigan ones.
Yeah, they're really hard to clean, though.
Yeah.
Like, you have to clean them by hand. But that's what the inside of this thing feels like.
Exactly.
Right, it's that silicone stuff. That, but so
soft.
It's, oh, totally soft. Mm-hmm. It's a giant cup, like a giant mug. It's like my Yeti mug that you put with water, and I'd put Enzo's, and then come out and it would be clean. I mean, it makes so much sense, especially this time. And then I unscrewed this and the silicone thing comes out and you could unfold it. If you wanted to put this in the dishwasher, you could.
Right. Good to keep by the door your dog comes in and out of, or in the car if you take your dog to like the beach,
the park,
park, right?
Yeah, and then I like the little scrubby thing there it is right there, that you could wash the dog with. That reminds me of the when you watch the scrubbing bubbles commercial where the guys are going through the sink. That's what this looks like, and that's what it looks like. And you put a little soap in there. You can put the Fresh Wave dog soap in there, and then they would smell minty fresh. No, they don't smell minty fresh, but they smell fresh. That's cool. I like this. And we don't think a cat, you could use it on a cat.
I mean,
don't cats go outside and get dirty?
They don't even promote that. They don't even say pets on their
they just say dogs.
Yeah.
And there's different sizes. I like it. Dexys Mudbuster, the gentle paw washer, and then all the other products that Lindy spoke about as well. We will put that up on our Facebook page and WGNRadio.com if you'd like to see more. Totally, totally cool. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. How about a quick call before we have taken another break? This is Bill in Schiller Park. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got an older house, and I've got one of my floor joists in the basement there. It's kind of sagged because they cut the 2x8s, and they cut it down probably halfway in the center for the plumbing.
Okay.
And can I just, like, sister up a piece next to it? Because the biggest piece I can get is probably a 2x4. Is that going to do anything before I'd have to cut the, you know, notch it out?
So, wait. Now, you have a... So that piece of ductwork is, or the plumbing is still there, right?
Yeah, it's still there. It's not going anywhere. It seems to me like it's sagging more over the years. And
yeah.
I thought, with a 2x4, it's about a 12-foot span, too, and it's cut, you know, like pretty close to the center.
And this is in the basement. You can see it. And can you put, and you don't, is there a way you can put a column or anything in there temporarily to jack it up?
No problem. Yeah.
All right.
It's unfinished.
So how about this? You could, I mean, a 2x4 would have a minimal effect.
Uh-huh.
Could you, if you used a 2x6, could you notch this 2x6 a little bit and then get most of it?
Yeah, I could get a 2x8 in there, but then I've, you know, more or less done the same thing that's there.
Yeah.
I mean, would 2x8 make any difference? I mean, I could get it in there. There's room to get it up in there.
Well, the thing is that, so 2x4, you know, you're only going to end up with 3.5 inches, right? If you went with the 2x6 and you just took an inch out, you've got a little more material there to go. Now, here's the other thing that would be, you know, you could get a steel plate.
Yeah.
That's that you could cut and put some holes in and through bolt on both sides.
Right, okay.
That would create a really nice gusset, and then you could get like a 6-inch steel plate or something, potentially, and say on that span if you went, you want to double the span, the cutout on both sides. So if it's a, you know, 1-foot cutout, you'd want 2 foot on the other side, so you know you'd have 5 feet long.
Okay.
And have them punch some holes in it and through bolt it and crank it down.
Okay. But I could actually have one on each side of it, too, probably.
That's right. You want to sandwich it. But what I want you to do before you do that is I want you to lift it up with a, even with the 2x or something on the floor so you, it's not sagging. Take the load off. Then take those the plates that you would have made and punched out, you would you'd put them up there, clamp them so that you line them up, right? And then you drill through, and then you'd put some lag, you know, some carriage bolts and some nuts on there and tighten it up.
Okay.
All right, sound good?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
And know what you're gonna, I know what you're going to do this afternoon, Bill. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:57 in the morning. We'll be right back.
And now, back to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Carmen. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Espoma Organic Potting Soils and by Fox Home Center, as well as our friends at wetforget.com. Dr. Kevin Most checks in with Steve Cochran's show to talk about COPD's new treatments in cancer and the Cuban vaccine Monday morning at 6:40 on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. Joe Brand, you know, is the voice of the, what are you the voice of?
Kane County Cougars.
The Kane County Cougars, who are the feeder team for?
Arizona Diamondbacks, the Arizona affiliate.
They're single A?
Single A, yep.
Can I ask a question about the way that baseball works?
Yes.
Why is it that it's single A, double A, triple A, then the majors?
You know, I don't know.
Wouldn't you think that it would be 3-2-1?
Yeah, you would.
I'm in triple A, then I'm in single A, and now I'm going to the big leagues.
Well, and the other thing is single A, there's two different single A's. There's advanced A, and they call what our league is low season A.
Oh, that's got to go over well on the bus.
Well, it's even, I mean, even below there, there's short season rookie ball. I mean, it gets really intricate.
Right.
And
do these kids get paid?
They do.
Like
they do.
Minimal?
Yeah. I mean, there's honestly a lot of speculation going on with, you know, major league teams maybe not paying these guys as much as they should. I mean, you think about it, Lou. They pay about 200 minor leaguers in their system. That's every major league team. So it's not like all these guys are getting solid careers out of it right now, but they're, you know, fighting for their dream and everything like that. So
it's interesting to me when you think about sports, right? It's the only sport. Well, let me double check this now. Is it the only sport that has a funded farm system?
Yes. It's somewhat that way with hockey, but not quite.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hockey. Right. But I mean, football, you go to college, you play football, and then you get drafted.
Right.
You play basketball for a year in college, and then you go into you get drafted, right? I mean, I wonder why baseball just doesn't do that and keep these kids in college.
Right. I think it's kind of tough to tell because college sports, I guess, aren't as highly touted in baseball as they are for football and basketball. The game is kind of a lot different, too. You're using a different bat. There's different talent levels. And also, I mean, you pull a guy from college football, he could be NFL ready.
Right.
But you take a college pitcher, you know, he has done no work with the major league team of what type of pitcher they want him to be,
right,
what type of hurler he can be on the mound. It's very finicky with the whole system.
Here I am trying to save baseball. Too many games. So these kids, okay, so when they're on the team with the King County Cougars, they like during your 140 game season, that this is all they're doing.
Yeah.
Like
during
they're
the
not
summer,
working.
Yes.
They're not working at McDonald's at night and then going to play baseball.
No,
right.
But a lot of these guys have part-time jobs during the winter.
Right. That's what I mean. Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's like the old school days.
Right. All right. I was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I think a year ago for a wedding. It's a lovely city.
It is the second largest city in Iowa.
Is it?
It is.
And tell me some other fun facts about Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I've got some notable people here from beautiful Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay.
A couple of actors, Ashton Kutcher, Elijah Wood.
Ashton
from Cedar
Kutcher?
Rapids.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised about that, too. But maybe that's where he gets the whole Chicago connection. Isn't he a big Bears fan?
I think that's right.
him and his wife now, Mila Kunis.
Right, she's cute, cute girl.
A couple of athletes from Cedar Rapids, Kurt Warner, baseball player Ryan Sweeney. Ryan Sweeney, a former Cub, a former White Sox, and get this, Lou, a former Kane County Cougar.
Wow, look at that. That's
and,
nice.
Also, golfer Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids, too.
All right. And how about any industry news, right? Isn't there a big, there's a big aerospace company in Cedar Rapids. Did you find that out?
I did not. I'll take your word for it, though. Right. Well, there were a couple floods here, so probably a lot of water damage that you could probably you know relate to. 2008, they had 31 feet of water.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
You know what's one funny story is they had a flood here once a few years ago, and the ballpark actually got flooded. When it drained, they found dead fish on the warning track.
Oh. Well, that's why they call it the warning track. Yeah, don't go any further than this. Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's too bad. All right. Thank you, Joe, for fun facts from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
You got it.
Are you dressed or in your pajamas?
A little bit of halfway. Right. I got my jeans on, some slippers, and a robe up at the top.
All right. Attaboy. All right. We'll talk to you a little bit later on. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show coming up after the 8:30 news this morning. We're going to talk about a brand new children's book. That was written by a woman who survived the Boston Marathon bombing. Quite an amazing story, and the book is terrific, and it has a great message, and she's amazing. I haven't spoken to her yet, but just reading the bio information about her is amazing. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up after the 8:30 news. But right now, let's get back to your phone calls right now. This is Rosalie in Park Ridge. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. It's Rosalie.
Rosalie, how can I help you?
Well, I have a problem with my deck outside. Last summer we had an outdoor, had a 9x12 outdoor rug. We rolled up at the end of October and found an exact 9x12 size black stain on the wood deck.
Okay.
Now, we thought maybe during the winter it would fade, you know, with this, the snow and the wetness, but it did not. Now, I'm wondering how best to get rid of that bad stain.
Do you want to try and do this yourself?
Probably with help from the boys.
Okay. So, what I want you to do is there is a deck cleaner product from a company called Penifin. Okay?
Okay.
They make this really, really good cleaner that you're going to mix with warm water and use since you've got this kind of defined stain, you're going to end up cleaning the whole deck, Rosalie. It isn't just that one spot. Because when you clean this up, it's going to brighten everything up. And you're going to want it to look consistent because then you'll have a brighter, clean spot, 9x12, and the rest will be dirty. So when you go buy this, I want you to buy what's called a deck brush, which you can put on the end of like a broom handle, and it's kind of a stiff brush. It's actually designed for cleaning. And you're going to mix this up, and you're going to scrub it into the wood, and you're going to let it sit there for a little bit following the instructions, and then scrub it a little bit more, and then rinse it. And that should take care of that stain. Now, you may have to repeat it, you know, depending on how much has gotten absorbed into the wood. But when you clean it all up, do you know if you have any kind of finish on this right now?
There is no finish at all.
Okay. When you clean it all up and then things dry out, you know, as we warm up a little bit, you may want to do a little deck stain over the top of that.
Oh, okay.
And when you do that, that same company, Penifin, is the one that I would use on it as well. So if you go after, you know, this is going to be a perfect weekend if you want to attack it now to go get this deck cleaner and the brush and everything. And if you can rally the boys to help you out, it would be a perfect weekend to do it.
So wait until the deck is dry.
No. The deck is dry to put the stain on. But the cleaning you can do. The cleaning you can do now.
You could do, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have time for another question?
For you, of course.
Thank you. I'm looking for some vinyl flooring, and the ceramic that we have on the floor just cracks. We have more cracked tiles than anything, and I'm looking for some of that fiberglass reinforced I have read about or heard about, and wondering if you know who makes that and what where I could get it.
Well, I mean, the fiberglass reinforced tile is, I mean, sure. It's another, you know, they're trying to make a more durable. You want something that clicks together, or you want something that gets it? Are you going to take up the old tile?
Well, I'm told I have to, but right. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not a fan of putting an old floor, a new floor over an old floor, because when that old floor fails, so is the new one. Here's the thing. If you go to some of the big boxes, Rosalie, you'll have a kind of a limited selection. We got a couple of good companies that have a pretty wide selection. Like one of them is Floor and Decor. And where are you at? You're in Park Ridge. I think there's one in Lincolnwood. There might be another one near you. But they have a pretty nice selection, and they would have a lot to look at. Major manufacturers make that reinforced one. Don't be so sold on just that. Look, if you want to do a vinyl tile, you know, look for something that's super durable with like a ceramic finish on the top that can go on there. It looks really nice. Some of the stuff, if you want, looks like wood. It can look like tile. I mean, the selection is endless. But when it comes to a floor, you want to spend a little bit more for the durability. And a lot of times the big boxes, they bring in with the, you know, with the low-end pricing. Like, oh, look at this. It's a great price. This, you're going to spend somewhere in the neighborhoods of like $4 to $5 a square foot for really good tile. Then you got to get it installed, which they can connect you with installers as well. So try a company like Floor and Decor for that, and I think you'll see a nice selection. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:22 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mike's in Hoffman Estates. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Just as a side note, my mom is from Cedar Rapids.
Oh, is she? What's her name? Joe could have used that as a thing. What's her name?
Bella.
Bella.
Oh, it's
from
Bella. It's Bella, yeah.
Joe's on it. He just didn't get to it. I cut him off,
Street.
Right.
Yeah, Bella on 4th Street. Right?
On 4th Street, very nice.
I just had a LiftMaster 8500 installed.
Oh, sure, yeah, the old 8500.
Yep, and I'm programming the cars because we've got the newer cars with the buttons in them. So they tell us to hold the button on the remote, hit the button in the car at the same time. It flashes fast. If that doesn't work, then you run to the learn button, you push that, and then you run back and push your button on your car again.
Right.
That worked. But what it did was it deleted my wife's car. And you go on YouTube, nobody shows you how to do two different cars. I'm going to assume something here. You tell me if I'm right. When I program the second car, do I hit the second button on the remote and the second button on the car?
Okay, so your car has three buttons.
Right, and so is the remote that came with it.
Right,
the door opener.
And when you did this, your wife's car was in the garage at the same time.
No, she was on the street. She pulled hers out so I can pull mine up.
Yeah.
And I did my car,
but you did it by pushing the button. So here's what I, here's this is the so I do know how this works. So. With the button on the LiftMaster and on the car, the you first have to program the remote to the car, which is where you hold the button and you hold the button like what 1, 2, or 3, whatever it does. It doesn't matter which button it is, you know, like because we have this in our and for our cars as well, on our Chevy right. As well. You hold the button on the car. When it blinks really fast, then that's programmed, and that should work. It should click. You should see a clicking. The light goes on and off, and then that's it. But right. if your wife's car is too close and then you hit that learn button, I think it changes the signal between that and your car, and that's why it deleted your wife's. So you just pull the car away. It shouldn't matter because I've done this before with both cars in the garage. But there's something going on with your cars.
Does the car have to be on or off?
No. Well, actually, the car does. The key needs to be on.
Okay.
The key needs to be on, but you may need to clear it, and there's a certain way to clear it that you just have to look up on that thing and start over.
Right, yeah.
But you should be able to do it all just from the remote.
Using the same buttons.
Correct. You don't have to alternate the buttons. If you want the first button to be your garage door on both cars, that's fine. They work independently.
Okay.
All right?
So maybe move the other car farther away.
Correct. But it shouldn't matter. You should be able to do it right there because it's a programming thing. But it's when you hit that learn button when it may have cleared it on her car.
Yeah, maybe we pushed the clear button too long because it tells you to click it really fast.
Correct. You just click it one shot. That's right. You click it one shot. That's it. All right.
Well, thanks. I'll give it a shot.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 8:30 in the morning. We'll get to news in just a second.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
My friend, because we have great listeners,
a fiery ring.
Jordy Nelson, my friend Bob Webster up in Wisconsin. Jordy Nelson signs a 2-year deal with the Raiders. He's going to go play for John Gruden.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Good for Jordy. Welcome back. I'm going to shift a little gear for you. So you remember that guy that used to do the news here before Domati? You know, we like Domati so much better than that guy. What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
What was his name?
I don't know.
He had a good voice, great head of hair,
yeah.
Right? He's really, I mean, I liked
Sam?
His wife way better than I liked him, Diane. Montiel, I love his wife. What was his name? It's funny, like John Williams, I like his wife better than I like him, too. It's so funny. About how is that, you know?
You say that about my husband, too.
Thanks. I like your husband better than I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your dog, I love that dog.
Wow.
Okay. So that guy that used to do the news. God, what is his name? Lyle? Was it Lyle? Lyle. Oh, no, Lyle's brother. Steve and Diane... have a little business. They publish books, and they've published a lot of books. They did Orion Samuelson's book, You Can't Buy a Big Enough Tractor. Wasn't that the name of the book? No, it wasn't. You Can't Dream Big Enough. That's what it was. And I think they did a book with Max Armstrong. They did a book about the Boston Marathon bombings called If Not... For a Perfect Stranger, I hope I have that title right, which was a story of all the people that helped one another, complete strangers, that helped people during that awful Boston bombing that was 5 years ago. And the Boston Marathon just occurred on Patriots Day just last week, I believe. So Steve and Diane gave me an advanced copy of this children's book called The Journey of Nem. And he just handed it to me. He didn't say anything about it. He just said, oh, take a look at this when you get a chance. And on the cover of this book is Nem is a dragonfly. You know how something happens or someone says something to you and you immediately have this rush of emotion about something? Well, this cute little dragonfly looking at me... I think you all know this. I lost my sister a couple years ago, and someone that I know and a company that I work with had a dragonfly painted in honor of my sister by the artists at Misericordia. This beautiful painting of a dragonfly, and and they gave it to me as a little gift to remember my sister by. And accompanied with it was the note, the fable of the dragonfly. And this is a condensed kind of fable, and I think that many of you may know this, but it's something that hangs in our bedroom at home, and I look at it almost daily, and I think about my sister. And the condensed version of this fable goes, in the bottom of an old pond lived some grubs who could not understand why none of their group ever came back after crawling up the lily stems to the top of the water. They promised each other that the next one who was called to make the upward climb would return and tell them what happened to them. Well, soon one of them felt the urgent impulse to seek to the surface. He rested himself on the top of a lily pad and went through this glorious transformation, which made him a dragonfly with beautiful wings. In vain, he tried to keep his promise, flying back and forth over the pond. He peered down at his friends below, but then he realized that even if they could see him, they couldn't recognize such a radiant creature as one of their members. The fact that we can't see our friends or communicate with them after the transformation, which we call death, is no proof that they cease to exist. That dragonfly, as I mentioned, hangs in my bedroom. And Steve handed me this book with this dragonfly on the cover. And I had this immediate kind of emotional connection to it. Until 2:49 in the afternoon of April 15th, 2013, 29-year-old Erica Brannick had led a quiet but busy life as a preschool teacher in Towson, Maryland, working on her master's degree in early childhood education. She and her sister and brother-in-law had driven to Boston to watch her mother, Carol, run the Boston Marathon. They went to the finish line on Boylston Street, and as they strained to see their mother cross the line, they maneuvered their way through the crowd of spectators to get close to the barrier separating the sidewalk from the street. Joining me on the phone line right now is the author of this brand new children's book, The Journey of Nem, Erica Brannick. Erica, good morning and welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I love this book. And
thank you.
And I'm happy and I'm sorry that you wrote it.
Tell
this audience, if you don't mind, as you went up to that railing to go see your mother pass the finish line, what happened?
So I was there with my sister and my brother-in-law, and a spot opened up right in front of us, and my sister kind of gave me this nudge to go forward. And right as that happened, the first bomb went off. And we were all separated from each other. My sister was flown to the side of me, and my legs were taken out from under me. So as a result of that, I ended up having a traumatic amputation of my left leg.
Was your sister or brother-in-law injured?
They both had injuries. My sister broke both of her legs, and had a cut on her leg that almost hit her femoral artery, and my brother-in-law had third-degree burns.
You were, if I'm right about this, you were part of the book that kind of chronicled, your story was part of the one that chronicled in the If Not for Perfect Stranger, correct?
Yeah, my mom was in it, and then the woman, Amanda North, that helped me, were both in it.
Right. And you're a preschool teacher, correct?
I am, yes. I teach three-year-olds.
And so kind of during your recovery, obviously you're worried about yourself, but you're also thinking about probably a million things. And one of the things that you thought about was how you were going to explain all this to your students.
Right. I was very worried about how they were going to take things and how I was going to explain to them what had happened to me. And it turns out it was pretty simple of how to explain it to them, that they knew that I got hurt. I was very careful about showing parts of my body that were hurt and not making it scary for them. But as long as they knew that I was still Miss Brannick, who loved them and sat on the floor with them, that they were okay with it.
You spent quite a long time in the hospital, 50 days. multiple surgeries. And then how long after did you get back in the classroom?
I started working not too long. And I kind of went back to work as an administrative assistant. And then I got back in the classroom probably 2 years later.
Part of your recovery included a prosthetic, right? And that,
yes,
that sort of was the catalyst of the journey of NEM, right?
Yes. I got my leg about 6 months after and had to learn how to walk on it and showed my students all about what it was like with it because they just thought it was going to grow back.
Right.
I really wanted them to understand that it was something that would fit on my leg and it was a part of something. And they think it's the coolest thing because it has a computer in it and, you know, they think of it like a robot.
Talk a little bit about the story and the children's book, because the one thing is that, you know, as we're talking as adults, obviously the ramifications of everything that happened has such a deeper meaning. And your book is not intended this, and it is not in any way a scary book, but it's to show kids that things can happen and things can change who you are or maybe how you look, but it doesn't change who you are inside.
Yeah. So part of what I do with teaching my kids is that I want them to learn about people with differences and that it's not a scary or bad thing that they have differences. So in the journey of NEM, it's a dragonfly who gets in a storm and she loses her wing. And it starts, you know, it mirrors my journey through it of what she goes through of trying to accept her difference and learning that people don't think of her difference as weird as she does. Mm-hmm. And to really teach children not only about differences, but that a hospital is not a scary thing. That you go there when you need to get better. And it's okay to go there and to seek treatment.
Right, right. It's a beautiful book, and it's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
It's, you know, kind of intended for kids ages 3 to 8. It's a hardcover book. There's 32 pages of it, written by you, Erica Brannick, and illustrated by John F. Baker, the third, who looks like a character. He looks like he's having some fun with the pictures in the book. It sells for $17.99. It's published and distributed by Bantry Bay Publishing. We on this show love Steve and Diane, so we'll do anything that they ever need to do because we just think they're great.
Awesome.
We like Diane better than Steve. You heard that. Well done. Good for you. Continued happiness for you as you go down this journey. And finally, what does NEM stand for?
NEM stands for Nicole Erica Michael. So it's my sister, myself, and my brother-in-law.
Who are all there.
Yep.
That's great. God bless you. Good for you. I hope you sell a million of these books.
Thank you. Me too.
And I will do anything I can to help you get there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning and being part of that. What a beautiful book. What a great story. It's beautiful. And I just love the whole story of the dragonfly. And when you look at the illustration, NEM is a happy, smiley dragonfly who something happened to, but NEM is still who they are. A great story and lesson for the child or the grandchild in your life. Go to Amazon right now and buy a whole boatload of those books, okay? We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. It is, we can do that. Can I tell you something that I did yesterday? I had lunch with my lovely bride, and she said to me, let's go over by Wrigley Field, because I want to see, they opened up that new Hotel Zachary, which is right across the street. So we went over to have lunch yesterday, and there's no game. That hotel is amazing. I'm telling you what, if the city is fighting that Ricketts family on anything that they're doing right now, all they're doing is making Wrigleyville nicer. We went upstairs. First of all, they have all these restaurants. I mean, it's not quite finished yet, but the hotel is open. this Hotel Zachary has, you walk upstairs and there's this beautiful bar. This is what, of course, my mind goes to right away. You know what's making a trend in decorating back? Pickled oak. You remember that color?
No.
Okay, so pickled oak is like a whitewashed oak that we used to do kitchen cabinets back in the 80s. It's kind of a whitewash of oak material that was the rage in the 80s. It looks fabulous.
Really?
The whole bar is done in this kind of whitewashed oak, and it's got white trim and a little bit of gold. Like, brass is making a comeback, too. And it works. It really does work. And so we ate at the bar. We had this fabulous, it had Lindsay written all over it. It was like a vegetarian platter with...
oh, I saw that on your Instagram.
Hummus and pita and carrots
veggies.
Yeah. It was so good. And we had a couple draft beers. And here's a window with a balcony that faces Wrigley Field. It's gorgeous. And evidently there are rooms in the hotel, it's tall enough, that have views into the park. Okay, so we had a great lunch, and I highly recommend you go down there and check it out. On game days, it's got to be crazy, of course, but on non-game days, really cool. Hotel Zachary, can't wait to give it a shot.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bed.
This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and Ace Hardware.
Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200.
But I still wait.
I'm going to talk to Brian Noonan in just a little bit and talk about his trip coming up to England, right? I love Brian Noonan. And Lindsay's going to tell you this.
That Ryan Nobles from CNN joins the Steve Cochran Show for an update on the political climate in D.C. Monday morning at 7:40 on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for John Williams, who is getting ready to head to Barcelona, Spain. I told him, watch it. They serve a lot of olives. Watch the pits.
This is it, boys. This is war.
Oh, I got excited for a second. I looked over. Janet is on the phone in Lamont. And Janet, it said Cedar, and I thought you were calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
No. Hi, Lucy.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for sharing the dragonfly story with us.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes, yes. We have a 10-year-old cedar shake roof, and we're looking to preserve the cedar. And in researching this, there are oil-based products such as Chevron oil and Stay-Brite.
Mm-hmm.
And Chevron oil is supposed to slow down the weathering process, but we're concerned that the oil may not allow the cedar to breathe. And then the Stay-Brite seems nice because it's water-repellent, resists the ultraviolet rays. And there aren't many companies that apply these processes.
No, they're not. A couple things. Cedar shake roofs do require some type of maintenance. You talk to some old school roofers, and you go to Europe where there's still a lot of cedar shake, and they do nothing, right? They just let them go and whatever, and the cedar just acts its own way with the tannins and whatever. But the European weather is not like the weather we have here, and so the sunlight and the heat and the extremes of temperature swings that we have here is very different than what's in Europe. And so I think that without that normal care, it's going to be problematic. I would tell you that I have no issue with the oil, the UV, the slowing, the weathering of it. That's really kind of a marketing thing. It's not going to do any of that. It might do it in a controlled situation where they test it. But on your roof up in the sky, it's not going to do a thing. These contractors are going to come, the very few that there are that do this, and they're going to clean your roof. They're going to make any minor repairs, a loose shake here or there, maybe even larger repairs if it's part of it, and then apply, in my opinion, an oil-based stain, a preservative on the top of this thing. The wood will breathe. That's not a problem. Remember that there's tannins already in there. that I think will give you the best protection. But it's not an inexpensive proposition. You know, depending on the, is your roof steep or is it walkable?
I would say it's steep. Nobody wants to walk on a shake roof.
Right, but I mean, if it's a flatter roof, they will, and that just, that makes the...
Yeah, it's not as steep as, you know, it's moderate.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, to say that this is going to cost you $5,000 is probably a realistic number.
Wow.
But it's the type of thing that, you know, you can roll the dice on this, but if you're going to stay there, having this done is pretty wise. Now, a place I'm going to send you to look to find a contractor to do this is the National Roofing Contractors Association. And their website is nrca.net. Okay?
Okay.
And if you go in there, you should be able to go under the subheadings of different areas and find people that treat the roof. Because it's a... They're typically not roofing contractors. They're preserving contractors, basically. You know, they're cleaning and preserving type of companies, not roofers. But
we also have raccoon damage, and we're, you know, thought, you know, it's small enough of raccoon damage that we could have them also.
Oh, sure. And that is common, where there will need to be repairs, and so either their staff will do it, or they may have a relationship with another contractor that they bring in. But they will be your one point of contact. And if you go to, as I mentioned, nrca.net, I think that you'll get good results there. Janet, thanks so much for the phone call. This is John in Westmont. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, we just got our house re-sited back about a month ago, and the color doesn't match the vinyl siding on the garage. It would have cost us $3,000 to get the garage re-sited to match the color, but I was looking for a more cost-effective option, and I was hoping that maybe we could paint it.
It's vinyl?
It's vinyl.
I mean, sure. I mean, who's going to do it? You? Are you going to do it?
Well, that's the most cost-effective option.
That would be, that's why I say, okay, you can paint anything. And sure. And there are paints specifically designed to go onto vinyl, because you need paints that are acrylic-based to really stick. I believe Benjamin Moore makes a vinyl paint, and I believe the Clark and Kensington from Ace can go on vinyl siding. You just got to double check that. You're going to have to wash that wall, get it nice and clean, and then you can go ahead and paint it. Now, you now have a painted surface, John, so, you know, depending on the exposure and stuff, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, you may be painting it again. But also, sure, if you want to recite it so it matches, if you buy yourself a little time, you know, now you go buy a couple buckets of paint, and you're in for, you know, $75, depending on what paint you buy, and a couple brushes and a weekend, and you're done. And if you say, hey, this is going to buy me some time for the next 5 years, we'll recite it in 5 years and get it to match, and you can save the money. So you absolutely can do it, but just know that once you paint it, you've created a painted surface that has to be maintained. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:17, when we come back, we'll talk to Brian Noonan and the trip that he's going to take with Steve Bertrand Travel, heading to England. Pretty well, it sounds great, actually.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song?
I think
Lou,
you're okay.
Lou Manfredini. Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like all the copper choir boy.
Chore boy.
So, whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
9:22 in the morning.
How many people cry?
Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
It's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care?
Now, please don't bother. I'm trying to remember if this actually works. But Brian Noonan is going to, he's heading up a tour, a 10-day private group journey that's going to depart Chicago on October 11th. Joining me on the phone line is said Brian Noonan. Brian, are you presiding over the royal wedding?
Lou, let's just say I'm not at liberty to discuss those those details now. However, you know, I have been known to preside over marital ceremonies in the past.
If there was a carriage and there was a, say, a princess who had to step over a pond of, you know, like a puddle, would you take off your garment and have her step over it like that?
Lou, you know I always carry an extra cape just for those occasions. I am,
and you're so tall, that cape is almost like a tent.
It is. It covers not only a puddle; it would cover a small creek, perhaps a culvert in the parlance of the time.
Right.
I have always idolized Sir Walter Raleigh, and so yes, I patterned my life after his.
Nice.
And my service to women knows no bounds.
Nice to have you on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Yeah, good morning to you. You hear Brian Noonan on Sunday nights here on WGN Radio from 7. No.
Who knows? With the White Sox,
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 3-7, sometimes it's 5.
Right, so it's a moving target.
Tomorrow it's not at all.
Got it. But what is happening is you partnered up with Steve Bertrand and his travel company.
Yeah.
You guys are departing Chicago on American Airlines on October 11th, and you're going on a 10-day tour to England. Give us a little information about this.
It's going to be unbelievable. Well, first, since you brought up the royal wedding, we are going to Windsor, and we are scheduled to go into the church where Harry and Meghan are going to be married. Hopefully, we won't be crashing somebody else's wedding, but that is one of the things. It's an unbelievable tour. I'm so happy to be going and looking forward to everybody coming with us. As you mentioned, we leave October 11th. It's 10 days, 4-star accommodations every night, and we're spending a couple nights in London. A night in Oxford, then we're going to Salisbury, Stratford-upon-Avon, and then back in London for a couple nights. We're going to tour the city. We're going to Westminster Abbey. We're going a day in to wander around the Cotswolds, which is a beautiful little village reminiscent of something out of, you know, the Lord of the Rings or something like that.
Wow.
We'll go to Cambridge. We'll have a little tour there. A lot of wonderful stuff. Breakfast is included every day. 4 dinners are included. There's time at the end to have a full day by yourself to wander around London and do whatever you want to do. And the good news for everybody who really wants to learn things is there will be a certified guide taking us everywhere. It's not going to be me reading off index cards going, I don't know, this is something British you might enjoy. There may be bangers and mashed involved. No, there's going to be someone actually telling us stuff, which will be a lot of fun.
Is this the first time you've done one of these Bertrand trips?
It is. Have you done one?
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You know, Steve, last October, my wife and I took a group to Spain, and you know, it's an undertaking, right? To be kind of the leader of this thing, and you really got to be like in all in that you're going to go and have a great time. And I have to tell you, and I've said this before, now Steve obviously has been a longtime friend of mine, and you know, he's been trying to coerce me to do this forever. Not coerce me, but my wife and I had a fabulous time, and what we are fortunate enough to be able to do a fair amount of traveling. And so, you know, where you stay and how we stay and where you go to eat, I'm like, you know, I don't want this to be like a half-baked idea. And it was top-notch and fun the whole way. They really do a nice job of creating beautiful accommodations. And I've only heard this from others who have done these trips. And so when my wife and I finally said, yeah, we're going to go, I think for people that are looking at this, that whole thing that you talked about, Brian, having a tour guide to kind of give you the insight into different places is so, you come back like so educated. Like I feel like we went to Spain and to the southern part of Spain, and I feel like I learned so much about the culture and the region that you would never get that if it was Brian Noonan reading off an index card.
No. And you know, this is the first time I've ever done a tour. Usually when I go on vacation, I set out the itinerary myself, and you try to get as much in as you can, but with a guide, they're going to, here are the highlights. Now we're going to go somewhere else, and you're going to keep moving and, as you said, learning and enjoying things and come back feeling that you didn't waste your time.
Right.
You know, sometimes you go on vacation, it's like, oh, we ran around a lot, but we didn't really do anything. This one, we're going to run around a lot. We're going to do stuff. We're going to have fun. And like you said, though, I've heard nothing but wonderful things from people who have been on the tours. Of course, Steve is going to tell us it's great. Whatever.
Right.
But you're going to tell us, oh, no, this is, you know, we're going to stay at a Motel 6. No,
right.
The Motel 6. Or we're
right.
going to go on, you know, a school bus. No, this is top of the line. Everybody who's been on these tours has raved about them. People have come back. You know, for time and time again, they've gone on different tours with different WGN personalities, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if you're. I know you travel a lot. I love being in the location. I'm not the fan of getting to
yeah,
the location.
Right.
You know, the airports and the flight. But once I'm there, I can't. I'm very excited about this. Seeing all the different things we're going to see. We're going to go to Stonehenge, which I can't wait to see. I've only seen it in Spinal Tap, so I'm sure it's going to be different up close. There's just going to be a lot of fun things to do. I'm going to get one of those big Beefeater hats, so when I come home, I can do the changing of the guard at the new studio.
Very nice. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, Lou, somebody's got to. That way I'll get in.
Right.
You know?
It's 10-day private tour. Departs October 11th, 2018 from Chicago. $43.99 per person, including round-trip air from Chicago on American Airlines, and all departure and government taxes and fuel surcharges are all included. There is also a single supplement, if it's not per couple, of $1,460. And then the information to learn more about this trip is 847-606-6065. That's 847-606-6065. Or Steve at SteveBertrandTravel.com. And the other thing I'm going to tell the listeners, and I'll say this, but I've had Brian Noonan is just one of the most genuinely nice people you're ever going to meet. And how fun to have him as your tour guide running around 10 days in England. It sounds like a lot of fun. I think you're going to have a blast.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, Lou. The feeling is more than mutual. You know that. And yeah, we're going to have a wonderful time. My wife, Debbie, and I are really looking forward to it. Spending time with the listeners and learning all about England's gems. It's going to be wonderful. So I hope you can come.
You got it. Brian, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning talking about the trip. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. I'll talk to you soon, Lou. Take care.
Yeah, you got it. Really, really sounds like a lot of fun. And he really is the nicest, most genuine guy you ever want to meet. I know you'll have a blast with him on this trip. Again, 847-606-6065. And you can email steve@stevebertrandtravel.com. There's only a few spots left. We'll be right back. I got to say thank you. We started our show today with our virtual candy jar for Misericordia and Candy Days. $1,500 shy of our goal. And we got $95 to go. I want to thank, this is the list of all the people that have given money. I'm going to just do first names for the individuals. Yeah, there's a bunch of anonymous donors who are awesome. Thank you so much. Mike and Deborah and Eileen, Jeannie, Connie, Elaine, Denise, Bert, Newsmark Incorporated, the team at Upcart, my loving family, Marianne, Matt, and Kevin, Joan, Julie, Kathleen, Bill, Regina, Steve Bertrand Travel, Lisa, Mary, Darlene, Grandma Mac, Katie, Karen and Glenn, Anonymous, Jim, Louisa, Kathy and Fred, Gloria, Eugene, Jay, Marianne, Dykstra Home Services, Tom and Bridget, and Builder Supply Outlet. Thank you so much for your generosity. You're so nice, all of you, for doing that. You just go to WGNradio.com and you click on events, and the virtual jar comes up.
WGNradio.com/events,
and the virtual jar is there. $95 shy of our goal, and our friends at Townstone Financial will give us a matching donation of $5,000, which is amazing. So thank you to Townstone Financial, and
woo-hoo!
Thank you all for your generosity
yes.
today. You're the best. You are all absolutely the best. as is everyone that participates with Ms. Recordia, that lives there, that participates in all the programs, the volunteers, the employees, and you, the contributors. You're just awesome. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and Brian has been hanging on for a while. Brian, thanks so much for hanging on. How can I help you?
Hey, thanks a lot, Lou. I've been watching you for many years. Thank you for all your help throughout the years.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I have a raised ranch house, and on the first floor, I noticed up by the ceiling on the wall, I had some mold, and I still do. And I had a roofer come out thinking it could have been my roof, and the roofer took a look at it, and he said the roof's fine. I had a mold remediation guy come out, and he told me how much it would cost to remediate the mold, but could not find the source. Went up to the upper part to take a look at it. My challenge has been is, yes, I could fix it, but what's causing it? So I want to find out what the cause is to make sure I take care of the cause and also fix it.
Is there an attic above this spot?
It's not. There is. You have to take off the like a latch and take a ladder and go up there and take a look. And we went up there and we did look and could not find where the source was.
So when you looked over there, and I'm assuming that it's kind of a tight area where the roof comes up. So when you shine a flashlight over there, you didn't see any evidence of water or anything like that?
No. And when I go up to where the mold is, and it does feel a little on the moist side. So it is a result of water. Or some sort of condensation.
All right, now let me ask you this. So in the corner, it's where the wall meets the ceiling in the corner of a raised ranch, correct?
Correct.
And tell me where, how do you heat the home? Forced air?
Yes, forced air.
And is there a vent anywhere near there?
No.
Not anywhere close?
No, it's about 6-7 feet away. Where? I assume you're talking to a vent to a roof.
No. I'm talking about a heat vent.
No heat vent.
Okay. How close is it to the kitchen?
It's in the kitchen.
So
yes.
So I'm in the kitchen and I'm standing there, and this corner is in the corner of the kitchen.
Right.
Okay.
The only appliance that's close is a dishwasher.
Okay. Well, that's it right there. So here's what I bet it is. So two things I would do. There is a disinfectant cleaner you're going to buy. Where are you in Chicago? Okay, go.
Yes, Jefferson Park.
Go to Ace and buy a bottle of Healthful Home disinfectant cleaner. Okay, and spray it on the mold, and let it sit there for a little bit, and then, you know, like 5 minutes or so, and then wipe it away, and.
Okay.
I bet that what you're getting is when your dishwasher is drying and the steam is coming out of it, it's rising up to the ceiling and it's going in that corner, and that's where it's going, and it's sitting there, and that mold is coming from there. Once you clean it up with that mold, after you clean it all, like, oh, it's clean. Look at that. Spray it one more time with that. It's going to give you residual value on that. And then if it doesn't come back in a month, then I'm right about what's going on.
Okay, great.
All right,
great.
And I think that's all you have is a surface mold issue that's occurring because of the steam from the dishwasher. Appreciate the phone call. 9:45 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Ed in Burr Ridge. Ed, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Later this summer, we're going to be heading out of town for 2 or 3 weeks, and I've got an 8-year-old water heater. It's got a 9-year warranty, so I know we're getting close. Whatever. So the question is, do I turn off the water to the water heater? And if I do, do I turn the burner off?
Somebody was talking in my ear real quick. What, the first half of your thing, you're going out of town?
Yes, we'll be out of town for a couple of weeks later this summer.
Yeah, so you should have a vacation mode on the burner.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I'll have to go look.
Yeah, you have a dial there, and it'll go all the way down. It should see either say vacation or off. Yeah, turn it off, and if you're going to be gone for 2 weeks, turn the water off to the house.
Okay.
But turn that burner down.
Down, or would I turn it all the way off?
Well, if it's a self-igniting burner, then you could turn it all the way off, which would be great.
Okay.
and then just turn the water off. That way you don't have to worry about anything bursting while you're gone.
Right.
And then turn it back on when you come back.
Okay. Now, I'm sure it's not a self-igniting, but I think I can light it.
Yeah. Just double-check all that. But if you have a vacation mode, that'll just leave the pilot going, if it's got a pilot, and that's it. It won't heat it up. It won't fire up. And, you know, you just don't have to pay for that energy while it's there.
Sure. Sure. Excellent.
Enjoy your trip. I appreciate you calling this morning, 9:52 in the morning. You know, one of the things I wish people knew is the kinds of things that we talk about off the air. And one of the things was it a promo that Steve Cochran did where he said the word underpants? Was that what it was?
Where your head got that?
No, so
maybe.
And
though.
I said I like the word underpants.
So that's
it's kind
our,
of a
that's
happy
been our word all morning.
Right, all somehow. Word. I'm like underpants. It makes me laugh. It makes me giggle. I don't know. I just like the word underpants. And then Lindsay said, "Okay, when you get done with that thing, go to Susie. Susie's on the line, and Susie is another name that makes me happy because you when you say mm-hmm. Susie, when you get to the Z, it makes you smile."
Right, like underpants. And I said, you should tell Susie that. I'm
right.
sure
so,
she'd love that.
Susie, I don't know how you feel about this, but your name makes me smile.
Oh, thank
and
you.
So does, and so does the word underpants. You take that any way you want, but it
okay,
does.
Thanks.
Thanks.
How can I help you, Susie?
Well, you know, you just talked about wet and forget. I was asking about my roof shingles. From the rain coming through the downspouts has made marks on it.
Yep.
Would I use wet and forget for that also?
Yep. And now they've got this. Do you have a tall home or is it?
No. It's pretty easy. It's on the lower level.
Oh, my
it's
God. This has got Susie written all over it. And you won't get your underpants dirty. You put it on a hose and you put and it's all pre-mixed. So they have this new bottle. I think the whole bottle is $40, $42 or so. But it's all pre-mixed and it goes a long way. You just spray it up on there, and in about 30 days, this is the perfect time to do this.
Okay.
I'm doing it this weekend because with the rain and the wind, in about 30 days, all those stains are going to be gone.
Okay. Can I get it at Ace also, please?
You can.
Okay.
All right, Susie.
That would be great then. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for calling. Susie, what's another word that makes you happy? You know, I bet who's got a words that he knows that are happy is Pete McMurray, who's in for John Williams this morning. Oh, wait. Pete McMurray, don't talk yet. Go. Aren't you going to do the music? We made our goal at the Misericordia Virtual Candy Jar.
Woo!
Thank you. You people are amazing. We're at how much? 5,000?
225.
Oh, that's awesome. And now our friends at Townstone Financial are going to match.
5,405.
Look at that. It keeps going up. It's like a temperature. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you to Townstone Financial for matching that donation. So really, it's $10,400 because of the generosity of Townstone Financial. Pete, do you have words that make you happy?
Beer.
You know, I follow Pete McMurray, who texts me incessantly about his lawn all the time. But then I noticed something that, you know, and you were complaining about getting old, and you're much younger than me. You hurt your hand playing racquetball?
I did. It was 1988 all over again yesterday. I have a buddy that comes to town once a quarter, and we go to East Bank Club, and we play racquetball. And the last time he was in town, I ran into the wall, and my knee swelled up. And yesterday, I ran into the wall, and my hand is killing me.
Oh, are you able to push the buttons?
I am. I can do that.
Thank goodness you don't dig a ditch for a living, because you would be fired.
You know, it's interesting because I have a million questions when I listen every Saturday morning because I text you constantly. But today, I couldn't think of one.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what do I need to ask Lou? I can't think of anything.
Right.
I was going to stop by LSIP last week, but I just couldn't make it.
I got you. Well, I'm glad that you're in today. And then am I understanding that you're in for John all next week?
I'm in for John next week, yeah.
Oh, I love listening to Pete McMurray. And by the way, you know how I mention things like, I've never met Mrs. McMurray, but I'm sure if I met her, I would like her better than I like you.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, I have gotten to know your cohort, Jane Monzuris.
Yes.
And she now has done a couple segments for us on our House Smarts TV show. Not only do I love her, all the people on the crew are like, oh, she's great. She's great. Oh, my God. She's such a pro, and she's funny, and she's da-da-da. I think I like her better than I like you, too.
Well, of course. Yeah. Jane's high energy. She's all about the crafts and
she's
fixing
awesome.
Things. And,
she's
yeah,
awesome.
She is.
All right. Have a great show, my friend.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. You got it from here.